Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Heath reaches second base with a double. There goes Webb trying to get to second. Almada throws the ball into Hefner, who relays the ball to Kress, who tags Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Liebhardt now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Hemsley scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Glenn Liebhardt. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cox now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuillan moves to second. Bo Bell pinch hits for Mel Mazzara. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell now playing right field. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Cox reaches second base with a double. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Indians. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive towards short. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball towards center. Almada settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Almada. Campbell moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clift strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clift out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hefner. Keltner scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Hefner covering, double play. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Webb fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. McQuillan moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath pinch hits for Bill Cox. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-4 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McQuinn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.